Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and it's the 22nd of December 2015, just gone past the winter solstice. And this is episode 40. Oh, hang on, let me just check. Sorry. 46. Good job I checked it, because I thought it was 45. Episode 46. And this is titled Daylight Returning. Obviously, yesterday we had a bit of the shortest day. So from then, we can achieve hell of a lot more in the evenings. It still takes a while to kick in, but it just feels like, to me, it feels like we're over the worst of it. And it's a bit more invigorating, I guess would be the right way to say it. So, coming up today, I'm just going to give a few updates on what's been happening on the plots. And then after that, I'm just going to talk about this last year in a bit of a review. The unsuccessful things and the successful things. So, the old allotment, Brighton. I've spent a couple of days up there. I've burned loads of stuff, including the two boxes I used to grow mostly sweet corn in. I've burned those down. They're gone. I mainly burned them just to get rid of a lot of the stuff because I was getting a bit time constraints and stuff. So I just decided, right, there to go. I have the plants that I wanted to keep, and I'm slowly bringing those back home. It's taken a while to bring everything back, but with various plans and stuff, it's all I've got to do now is just lift it up, put it in the van, and drive it back. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen overnight, but it'll get there in the end. I harvested the ochre. I've done a video on how it looked as I harvested it. I have to say I was quite impressed with the ochre. Very, very easy to grow. The harvest, some were reasonably good, some were a bit on the small scale. So I will be growing these again. It will be a yearly thing I'm going to grow now. They, if you've seen the video, you'll see what I mean by relatively decent harvests. But what I was really impressed with is that I virtually just planted them and forgot about them. You know, they didn't take much work at all. Just planted them, plotted them on, put them in the ground, watered them, or tried to water them. So, I also harvested the Jerusalem artichokes, but they were really poor. I was really disappointed with those. There was about four artichokes down there. I had quite a few plants, but again, they never really got that big. I think that was down to watering, if I'm honest. But the actual tubers, there was just four tubers, and usually Jerusalem artichokes are really normally do really well. I have recorded a video of that as I I'd love to see that. I'll probably do that on the next update video. If you go to YouTube and tap in the Veg Grower Podcast for the channel, you'll come across it. So, yeah, that's about it at the Brighton allotment. It's definitely getting close to just getting rid of now. I've pretty much packed up what I want to take. So I've just got to basically move it all. And then I can just go around and have one last tidy up and hand it on over now until eventually it goes. So my new allotment, plot 1 to 8B. Yep, right. I've completed making the rhubarb bed. That's been filled with horse manure, and I've put two rhubarb plants in there so far. There's space for one more. I've just got to choose another one. The two varieties I've already planted is Early Timperley and Victoria. So I'm just debating on the third one, what it's going to be. I'll have to have a look around in a few shops, and I want something different. So that'll be, yeah, that's something to look forward to. They're not going to be ready this year, but next year, I should say, 2016. 2017, they'll be ready for harvesting. So that's something to look forward to. Garlic is doing fantastically well. Really looking like it's growing really well. Really nice, healthy looking green shoots. Doing it for me. I've just got the few more garlic bulbs to plant in January. But basically that's coming on well. And the same with the onions and the shallots, actually. They're growing really well. They're all seem to have sprouted. The later ones are a bit slower, but they're getting there. Just hoping the bulbs will now swell, and I'll get some decent harvests out of it. Again, it's I'm watering them plenty and feeding them plenty, but it helps having the moment. It really does, making it very moist and keeping the moisture in the ground. However, it's still not very cold, which does worry me slightly for the garlic, because the garlic needs the cold in order to split the cloves into, or split the bulb into cloves. We've had a bit of a frost, but whether that's enough or not, we'll see. But we've still got January to go, of course. I've obviously built the shed and putting tools in there that I'm using and needing. And the rest of it, I'm just cutting back stuff back and getting rid of it. Digging stuff over. I was thinking of changing how I build the beds in order to make it a bit quicker, but I've decided I'm going to stick with the pallets because they're cheap. Apart from that, there's not much more to really report. December's such a quiet month that it's painfully quiet, but yeah. At home, the boar beans and the peas are growing really, really well. I really need to get them in the ground really soon, so I've got to do that. Obviously, they're destined for... I've put some onions in the ground, some of the extra seedlings sets, just to use them up. And I'm digging a bit more grass, just little bit by little bit, and adding more horse manure down to make the beds. Slowly and surely getting there. Very slowly and surely getting there, but we're getting there. I've put some pots on the end of canes dug into the ground, and letting the rain just wash those pots out, so they'll be ready to use for the next year. Once they're done, they'll go into storage until I need them. Also, actually, the night before, I got my seed tabs out. I went through all the seeds I've got. I had loads of seeds. I had far too many, so I've got rid of the ones that are too old. I've given a few away to a friend of ours, and the rest I'm planning on sowing over the... Well, maybe not all in the next year, but certainly be sowing them over the next few years. I did have far, far, far too many seeds. I also made a note of what seeds I need to buy. Something I'm definitely going to buy is the tomato Crimson Crush, because I was so impressed with those. I'm blown away with those, so I will be having those. Okay, so yeah, so I'm going to start with what I have felt has failed in the last year. I know that sounds a bit of a downer, but I do the good stuff after. But this last year, I didn't get a single courgette, which is just unheard of. Not a single courgette. I think I got a cucumber, but any of the squashes, the pumpkins, just didn't get any. Not a single one. Which is really disappointing. But never mind. Always next year. Broad beans were doing well until something came along and ate them all. So stopped them, put a fence around them, stopped stuff getting in. I don't know, but that was a lesson there. The mesua, which was an experiment, didn't grow at all. Don't really know what happened there. And as I said earlier, the Jerusalem artichokes were very disappointed for some reason. But that's irrelevant. I think that's about it for the negatives. So we'll get on with the positives. Now, actually, no, let me go back to the negatives, because the lesson I'm taking away from those is that they need more watering. I don't think I watered them enough, which is why things were quite poor. But due to the most of this stuff being grown at the Brighton allotment, it was a bit too far to travel. So, for me, the biggest lesson I've taken out of these negatives is that I need to be able to look after them better, look after the plants better, if I want to get some fairly decent produce out of them. So the positives. Well, the biggest moved house, and I now have a decent sized garden in my back garden, as well as an allotment on my doorstep, or, you know, 10 minutes walk away, which in the summer is just going to be worth its weight in gold. I'm so looking forward to this growing year and getting stuck in with new plants and new grounds and being close to home. As I said earlier, the fact that Brighton was so far away and I couldn't look after things as well as I should have, it's just really invigorated me. So they have been the biggest positives from this last year. I've spent this last 6 months planning, mostly. Tomato Crimson Crush, I mentioned earlier. They just blew me away because the plants next to them got blight. These didn't. And they grew on. They produced fairly decent tomatoes. So I am going to be growing those every year. Potatoes have done really well as well this year. Well, some did, some didn't. Mostly boils down to the amount of the size of a pot they were in, how much moisture, etc., etc. But I'm pleased with those, and they're going to do well for this next year. And positives. There's so many, actually. I keep looking back and saying it's been a difficult year, and it has been a difficult year, well, with weather and what have you, but also with moving house and stuff. The yucca harvest, I was really pleased with. So that was an experiment. I've never grown them before. I think I can do better. But what I have got, I'm pleased with. So, looking towards the year ahead, as I say, I'm going to be growing Crimson Crush tomatoes again, and I'm going to be growing okra again. And with the two new plots, things are going to be, you will see the growing in along with them. Garlic and onions are already doing fantastically well, so I'm hoping we're going to get a decent crop of those. And the peas and the boiled beans are doing pretty good as well. Every year I say there's something I want to try that I've never grown before. This year I'm going to try okra. So that's something I've never even attempted to grow before, so that is one definitely going to try. Lady's fingers. And I believe they're quite often used in a dish called gumbo, which I'm quite a fan of. That's one thing to keep an eye out for this year. That's going to be the completely new thing to try. I'm going to try and improve my edible dahlias, because I grew those from seed and they grew and they germinated, but then they didn't do anything and died. If I can get hold of some more mature, I will give that a try again. And I want to try and get some sunflowers as well. I'm hoping also to get some chickens, but that is a possibility that I would like to do, and I've always wanted to keep chickens. We shall see on that one. And what I'm really hoping for the next year is to really finally get some decent harvests that we're not buying fruit and veg from the shop so much. I've got enough raspberry canes now, I know for certain. And various other fruits that need planting. I'm going to have to get the salad leaves going quite a bit. I've got a greenhouse now as well, and that's going to give me an earlier harvest of various things, as well as growing things on a lot easier. Okay, so in this next year, so please do come along for the ride with me, and we'll see what we can do together. As I say, the website, always worth looking on that, please do. And I'll be adding photos as well as being able to see all the videos all in one place. And the forum is going there, and I'm hoping to try and get all you fruit and veg growers, all you gardeners, talking to each other and getting a nice community of us growing, sharing, etc., etc. So, I won't be doing a podcast now until the new year. Hopefully I'll get a video out between now and then. Just in the new year, I'm going to be doing podcasts a bit more regularly again, back down to 1 week, probably by the end of January when I start sowing seeds. So, if you want to keep up to date, don't forget to join us at thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk, and you can email me at richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. And with that, I'd like to wish you all a very merry, happy Christmas, and I hope to see you all in the new year. Thanks for listening, and see you again.